Good evening, this is WXT, DJR. My name is Paul with the Black River Valley ServiceNet. This net meets nightly at 9 p.m. on the Boonville repeater, 146655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. Many interested hams are encouraged to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic at this time? Are there any mobiles or portables out there wishing to check in? Please call WX2-DJR. And we'll now take regulars and guests. This is WX2-DJR. My name is Paul, and I'll be your net control for the evening.
KA2-ZRZ, great report.
KD2-AIT, good evening.
Alright, I've got KA2-ZNZ and KD2-AIT. KA2-ZNZ, come on in.
Yeah, great work, Paul. Beautiful day down this way today, up to about 65. Supposed to be warmer tomorrow, it's the first of the warmer days. Right now we're about 52.7. I don't have a lot to offer, so I won't change it very long. We'll just say 73s all around and listen out. KA2-ZNZ.
Alright there, Jack. Not too bad with that. Thanks for the check-in. It's 50 here. Dropping off pretty good. Got up to about 65, so not a bad day at all. Thanks for the check-in there. And tomorrow does look to be a little bit better. And it pretty much stays in the 60s pretty much all week here where I'm at. So it's not terrible. So have a good one, and let's go down to KD2AIT. Come on in. Brain's not working tonight.
I see. You forgot my name. I see how it is. It's KD2AIT. Jeff. Good evening. Good evening there, Paul and Jack. I had a long day today. excuse me. I had to get the garden tilled up, and we actually expanded the garden this year by about 40%. So we had to put in new fence posts and new fencing. We got that done, and then we took down a fence in the yard, in the front yard. We got that done. We took back a whole truckload of returnables that we've been just kind of putting in bags, you know, all winter long, and in springtime we just return all our soda bottles and beer cans or whatever. You know, it's like a whole truckload. We just took it down there. We told them to come back Monday to pick up the money. It was just so much of it. And then we made a couple trips to the dump, and I went down to visit WA2OFK, and he seems to be doing a lot better. Hopefully get him home soon. And visited his wife, and did a few other jobs. And then we had a little campfire out here in the fire pit. The kids are out there roasting marshmallows, and mosquitoes are biting, and it feels like finally spring. So I'm about ready to wrap that up and get them all, the kids, their friends home, and then relax and watch a little TV. That's about it. This is KD2AIT. I'll turn it back to net control.
Yeah, as I unkeyed, the name came to me. It's the way it's been. Anyways, get a couple new hams, and then other ham names just skip the brain. This is getting too full. Anyways, they're just not too bad with that. Mosquitoes. I haven't seen any up here yet, but I'm sure sooner or later they'll be flying around. So, yay. Tis the season, I guess. And, campfires, too, also. Not too bad with that. Sounds pretty fun there. Thanks for the check-in there, Jeff, and have a good one. And this is WX2-PJR with the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Anyone else out there wishing to check in, please call now.
AC2WY. AA2VLA, give me one for the count. Just worked in the garden today.
Yeah, all right. Got KCTWI and KATVLA. Let's see, I believe Quinn's in and out, so anyways, probably well worn out with the garden. Not surprised. And get a little aerated and ready to go. It feels like that time is slowly approaching, or maybe faster than we think. I don't know, leaves here are popping out pretty good, so anyways, thanks for the check in there, Clint. Let's go to KC2WI. Pete, come on in.
Hello again, Paul. Yeah, the temperature's 47 according to my thermometer, and the high was 61. And it's fairly clear out, and so it's going to go down, I guess, tonight. And I just wrapped up outside, and a little cold because I really was not dressed too warmly earlier, and of course it kind of you know, had to get out there after dark and clean everything up below. I don't think it's a problem tonight. It's not supposed to rain or anything, so wouldn't have mattered. And got the fire going here. You know, just make a fire in the wood stove at night and maybe in the morning. And then it's nice in the house instead of a little on the cool side, and you don't have to run the oil burner or anything else. It's just get that little extra heat in there and burn up, you know, sticks and stuff that I rake out of the yard, the big stuff I throw in there rather than throwing it over the bank, and, you know, get rid of the excess paper to start it and stuff like that. And, boy, I'll tell you, it's wood stoves work, but it is really, I think you save a lot of money, especially this time of the year when you can get away with just putting a little fire in there and the heat never comes on. And then, of course, in the real cold, and, you know, even if the heat does come on once in a while, it's almost nothing compared to if you didn't have it. So I'll be on the North Country Group tomorrow morning, I guess, and I don't know whether I'm going to change my tires or just wait. And I got to pick up my other car, and so I might just put them all in the back and have them swapped. I got for both of my vehicles, I have a double sets of rims, so that, you know, it's just a matter of bolting them on, and in the long run, you save a lot of money that way. Put snow tires on, good snow tires on in the winter, and, you know, then fall seasons for the rest of the year, and your tires last longer because you're not running the snow tires in the warm weather, and you know, your snow tires stay good, and you can optimize winter tires that way and still have good ones in the summer rather than kind of running the summer tires and then they get a little bit worn down, and maybe you better buy a new set for the winter where they'd be okay for the summer but not in heavy snow and all that. Oh, don't know, maybe I timed it out.
Yep, it seems kind of short. I don't know, it's just kind of no warning at all. It just kind of went boom, gone. Like, stop talking. Anyways, nothing. Not like HF where you can talk forever, which is nice, but yeah, I've never heard it time out before. oh, well. Anyways, though, yeah, what is it here? The North Country Group. I won't be there tomorrow morning. I got to be to work at 8:30, so I got to be on the clock at 8:30, so that's kind of bad, but oh well, kind of be there in thought, I guess. Not a bad little group there, nice little round table, but anything I miss during the time out there, Pete?
Oh, I don't think so, nothing important. KC2WI.
All right. Thanks for the check in there, and have a good one. And let's see, anyone else out there wishing to check in to the Black River Valley Service Net? Call WX2PJR. Any last minute questions, comments, queries, or anything, or check-ins? call WXT with PJR. Alrighty, not hearing any. Five check-ins, including myself. Thank Jack, Jeff, Pete, and Clint for checking in. And this is WX2 PJR now returning the 146-655 Boonville repeater back to normal amateurs. Thanks, everybody. This is WX2 PJR. I'll be clear.
KD2AIT, KA2000Z. Are you still right there, Jeff? KD2AIT, KA2000Z. Nothing heard, KA2000Z. This is KA2000Z to the Inari County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
KC2WI, no traffic.
KC2WI, hello, Pete. Thank you for checking in. Good to hear you there. Pete, do you know, I heard him mention something about Harry Capon there. Has he been sick?
Yes, I don't know the all the details. Jeff would be the one to ask, but yeah, I guess he's, I don't know the details, I guess he's getting better. But I know he's, you know, hasn't been feeling well for a while. And, get the scoop from Jeff when you hear him, I guess.
Yeah, I tried to catch him right after the net, and he apparently had left already. So that's why I did give him a call there. Okay, very good. Thanks, Pete. And thanks for checking in. Any other stations? With or without traffic? Okay, Pete, again, thanks for the check-in. Much appreciated. 7-3. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2000.